and unreliability I had made in relation to a great public movement in which he had disappointed me. But he plunged suddenly. "I have," he said, "a preoccupation." "I know," he went on, after a pause that he devoted to the study of his cigar ash. "I have been negligent. The fact is, it isn't a case of ghosts or apparitions, but it's an odd thing to tell of. Redmond, I am haunted. I am haunted by something that rather takes the light out of things, that fills me with longings." He paused, checked by that English shyness that so often overcomes us when we would speak of moving or grave or beautiful things. "You were at St. Athelstan's all through," he said, and for a moment that seemed to me quite irrelevant. "Well," and he paused, then very haltingly at first, but afterwards more easily, he began to tell of the thing that was